Welcome to Crazer Fitness, thy healthy living podcast, where we strive to motivate people who are on the autism spectrum to live healthy lifestyles. If you think this podcast is only for people who are autistic, then think again. Whether you are autistic or not, we have a mix of content from healthy living to everything in between that makes up a balanced and healthy life. Autism is our backbone, and we strive to support the autism community by motivating, inspiring, and educating everyone about what autism is. Please welcome your host, Jimmy Clare, who is a motivational speaker, autism advocate, author, and founder of CrazyFitnessGuide.com.
Welcome to another episode of Crazy Fitness Guy Healthy Living Podcast, / Week on Motivation with Crazy Fitness Guy. So today, before I get my guest out here today, I'm just going to call attention to it. You might not see my microphone that I usually have, and that's because it's laying down on its side that it no longer attaches to my desk. Well, I wish I could get my money back because the stand was a piece of crap. And I do not say that lightly. So I have a new stand coming, but it's not coming until Monday. But at least I have one coming. I hope it fits near my trash can. I mean, it has a flat base on it, so it should. I don't know, my room is that small. Not that I'm complaining, just it is what it is. So I'm just using my computer microphone, so if it sounds like garbage, well, you know what? I don't have to explain anything else. But it's a new computer, so it should be a little bit better than my old computer. But not by much. But anyway, today's guest, he's a friend of mine from karate, from Tiger Jones Karate. I'm looking forward to having him on. His name is Garrett. We're going to be talking about how music and art is beneficial for your mental health. I've been listening to a lot of music lately. I mean, usually I listen to some podcasts, but lately I've been listening to a lot of music just because I've been going through a lot of annoying ups and downs. So pretty much like a domino effect the last 7 weeks. And it's really, really quite annoying and quite scary at times too. I mean, I'm not going to go all whole ins and outs of it because it's a pretty messed up domino effect, one after the other. Boy, let's welcome Garrett out. Hey, Garrett.
Hey, guys, how are you?
So before we get started, can you tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do?
So I am, who am I? That's a good question, Jamie. That's a really good question. But we'll save the deep stuff for later. My name's Garrett, like Jamie said. I do karate with him. We're friends, you know, and I'm just really happy to be here today.
So I'm trying to, off my top of my head, thanks, I'm running on fumes. Cool. You know when it's Friday when you're running on fumes.
Oh, yeah.
After last night's karate class, I got my knee kicks in the chest is not that good.
No, it doesn't. What we did in our karate class last night was, I did a personal training session, but I was watching it and we did the same thing we did on Tuesday in the intermediate boxing class. I kid you not, by the time the push-ups and the squats and the reverse sit-ups came around, I was dead to the world. Like, no lie. Like, I was trying to do those push-ups and those prison squats and those reverse crunches, and I just couldn't get it straight. I couldn't. It happened every time on the buzzer. By the time I got into it, the buzzer rang, and we had to switch already. I was not keeping up.
Been there, and holy crap. I mean, you should saw me on Tuesday night's class. I couldn't get the techniques down, and I was like, you know, Matt from karate. I was telling him, I was like, I keep messing this crap up, and I can't do it. He's like, wasn't that the fun part? And it's like, to an extent, but it gets annoying after a while. It's like, you have to remember it. 20 out of the plus things. And it's like, it's how we thought the intermediate class was even harder. And it's like, try the advanced. Ouch.
Well, I mean, they call it intermediate and beginner for a reason. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No, but by the time you get to the advanced class, you're learning so much more advanced stuff that you're like, okay, so, oh, that's how that's supposed to look. Then why'd they teach it to me this way?
Yeah, it's like, we're just like warming up you up, and then you can make yourself look like a total moron. I mean, no one's looking at you unless you're the one demonstrating. But other than that, I was like, I'm so glad no one else is watching.
I hear that. I have days like that. I have days like that. And, you know, just, you know, in my personal life, I have days like that. I literally am glad that my life is not a TV show and people are not watching me. You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes the domino effect just has to, it all has to come down before it can go back up, Jenny.
You know, I think that's where I've kind of hit rock bottom. I mean, I didn't say totally rock bottom, but close to it. I think that's a perfect segue right into everything. So, how do I want to start with this? Oof. Come on, brain, think. Damn it, brain. Yep, that's my brain on Tuesday night. And last night. And every night of this week. But so how does music help with your mental health?
Well, I'm going to be real with you, Jimmy. When I'm feeling sad and, you know, I have, you know, I need to feel, first of all, before anybody tells you you know, sometimes you need to feel those feelings, you know what I'm saying? And when you're having a bad day and stuff like that, and music can help you explore those feelings. So to answer your question, what I listen to, it varies on day to day. You see, music, background music when you're cleaning or having a bad day or whatever, it literally is, people will come into your house or you'll get in the car and you'll say, this is what we're listening to today. I'm in a crappy mood. I just want to listen to this. It helps me with my feelings. So for instance, let's say you and a friend are in a dispute, right? And it's really weighing you down. And for me, the go-to song when I'm in a dispute with my friend is How to Save a Life by The Fray. I just listen to it. You know, I get in the groove and, you know, it's just, it literally helps me. Not only does, even though it's a sad song and you're exploring those sad feelings, 9 times out of 10, you're going to come out because you had time to think about your situation. You had the time to think why you were mad at your friend, and you had time to rectify it in your head and be like, okay, well, you know what? It's not that bad. You know, we just have difference of opinions. That's all. And, or, you know, we're at different stages of our life, you know? And then, for instance, there is literally music for every occasion. Happy, sad, indifferent. You know what I'm saying? And all that. I love being a person with mental illness. Sometimes it is a challenge, a very big challenge. But when when music is involved and any type of art is involved, it what's the right word? It helps regulate your emotions. You know what I'm saying? And when you're going through the roughest time in your life, or someone passed away, or you, for instance, hit rock bottom, you know what I'm saying? It literally has the power to put you down or lift you up, whichever way you want to go. You know what I'm saying? Some people get addicted to the feeling of defeat, the feeling of sadness, the feeling of, and that's when all your like sad music comes into play, because you're in a rut for a while. And then you start listening to music and are like, well, hey, this song's actually not what I'm used to listening to. I'm used to listening to sad stuff. So then you realize you're slowly bringing yourself out of it. It's like a therapeutic. Okay, so it's very therapeutic. And to be honest with you, what I listen to varies is basically what I'm trying to say. It varies on the day. It varies on my mood. And it varies on my headspace at that time.
I think for me, I'm quite the opposite. I don't like sad music. I'm more listen to some country. I listen to AC/DC. I would say take my mind off of it, but to, that's kind of, some of the songs put me in the mood of reflection. And you might say, like, oh, how does AC/DC put you in reflection? Anything like to take my mind off of whatever is happening. Like, if I'm just overthinking a certain situation or whatnot, putting something on in the background gets me in the reflective state versus just analyzing every little nook and cranny. Like, for instance, let's just say I'm going to make this broad as possible just so that anybody, when it goes live and published and whatnot, won't know that I'm specifically talking about somebody. But let us say a few people around me and kind of not knowing what I'm going to do with my major after college, and yet here's what I'm doing with my major, and it's part of my major and career and everything else, but they don't see that. And I'm at a point where I was like, you see what you want to see, I don't give a crap. And how I came up with that answer was, I know it's not necessary in the lyrics of the song, and I'm going to tell you what the song is. It's called Crazy Town by Jason Aldean, but I just like the lyrics to the song, especially because at one point, he's talking about Nashville, Tennessee. But it's funny is that at one point, like in the song, he just like his truck gets taken away from him and whatnot because he can't afford it anymore. And then something crazy happens next is that he's on the touring and making money and making millions. And I'm not saying I'm making millions because I'm not making millions, but it's like at one point no one's gonna know what you're doing, and another point someone else is gonna figure out. It's like, oh, this is what he's doing. And he's like, oh, now I understand. And so I just those songs and happy songs kind of get me into a reflection mood. And it's like, okay, if there's people that want to care what I'm doing right now, see how this is part of my career, that's on them, not on me. And those type of songs kind of reflect, help me reflect on, it's like, hey, you know what? I'll prove them wrong anyway. I've been proving people wrong since the day I was born, pretty much.
Okay. So basically, to go off of that, first thing, I'm going to show you a song that gets me through a lot right now. Okay. It's called, it's a country song. It's by Luke Combs, and it's called Where the Wild Things Are. So there's a lot of music out there, and a lot of people have different tastes in music. What I might like to listen to in a stressful time, you might not like to listen to in a stressful time. People are different for a reason. The universe didn't make people the same, and each person has a unique personality, a unique look on life, and a unique, you know, a unique life in general. And the moment you start comparing yourself to other people and trying to be a version of yourself that you're not, and the moment you realize that is the moment you realize you're being fake. And I had an experience not too long ago where I let every decision my brother made or my cousin made reflect on me, because I wanted to be just like them. I looked up to them as kids. And I'll give a little history about myself. I was diagnosed with bipolar 1 disorder at 6 years old. I was in and out of hospitals 10 times since the age of 6 to 9 to 10 years old. And I was hospitalized again at 15 and forced into a private school called Pathways, where I did not get along with my teachers and did not get the education that I should have got and deserved. So there's a lot that's just half of it. And when I got older, I started realizing that there are certain things that my brother does that I can't do because of those disabilities. I am also neurologically impaired. I have a problem with mathematics, not so much reading or stuff like that. I just don't like to read that much, unless it's a good manga. I suffer from BPD disorder, borderline personality disorder. So I have a lot. They just, over the years, just kept piling diagnoses on me. And after a while, I got tired of getting diagnosed with stuff. So I did what anybody else would do and latch myself onto the most normal person that I could find. And that was my brother and my cousin. And one day my brother took me out to lunch and gave me some words of wisdom. He says, Garrett, why would you like to be like everyone else in the world when everyone else in the world that you consider so-called normal is actually boring? And you're exciting. You have all these different things that, you know, you've been fighting your entire life. And that makes you Garrett. That makes you who you are. And so instead of running away from those things, why don't you embrace them? Why don't you make those things your own identity instead of trying to chase after other people's identities? And I looked at him. And at the time, I wasn't ready to move forward with what he was talking about, but I kept it in the back of my head. And then the final thing that made me want to just own everything I have, own every disability, own every thing that I've done wrong. The thing that made me want to be me is music and art. And so and I love all kinds of music. You'll hear me listen to the genres that I like to listen to when, you know, I'm in my car I don't have a car, but like when I'm in the car with people and stuff like that, I'll put my headphones on. I'll rock out to AC/DC, Guns N' Roses, Metallica, or I'll take a left turn and put on Billie Eilish or Britney Spears or Charlie Puth or Chloe Adams. I love everything from Lil Durk to Elton John, Elvis Presley. I have a wide music range because my dad said to me once, he knew I was going to have problems, and he knew that his sister had the same kind of issues I did, and what got her through those issues was music. And so every Tuesday night, here's a little story to go off on a tangent. Every Tuesday night when we were around 10 to 14 years old, my dad had a day off of work. You know what my dad did with us, Jimmy?
What?
He decided that he was going to have a cooking night with us and a wrestling night. So we're basically cooking dinner, and that is the time we'd blare the music. So my dad, you know, he would, every Tuesday night, he would ask us what we would want for dinner. And we would say pita pockets, because that was the only thing besides burgers and dogs, and at the time, burgers and dogs, that my dad knew how to cook properly. And so we would, as we're making our dinners, whether it was burger or dogs or pita pockets, we would blare the stereo, and I'd be in charge of the music because I always knew what to play, whatever. I could feel the mood. Do you know what an empath is, Jimmy?
No.
An empath is someone that can walk into a room and feel the emotions of other people's, basically other people's vibes, and know just by looking at them whether they're in a bad way or whether they're in a good way. And depending on those vibes is what that person hangs out with the most. So I could feel the vibes between my brother and my dad, and I would play music that we would all vibe with. I was a little DJ, you know? The funny thing is, it turned into so much more after that. It turned into artwork. It turned into martial arts, because in a way, martial arts is art. You know, you're expressing yourself with moves instead of, you know. But the funny thing is, the real ironic thing is, I didn't think that music would play such a role in my life as it does today. And I am grateful for whoever decided that music was going to be a thing in this society. But I am also grateful that I am learning how to be me, just Garrett J. Hood, through the vibes of music.
Yeah. Honestly, I don't know how people, I've met some people who just can't listen to music whatsoever. And I'm like, how can that be possible? And it's like, music is everywhere. And it's like, I love music. I mean, there's some days where I don't feel like listening to music. I mean, just because like my brain can literally pull up a song from something I've heard recently and it gets stuck in my head, or I might listen to the same song on replay. Like I posted this on social media kind of as like something, it wasn't like a joke. It was like, like I, the song Crazy Town by Jason Aldean, I consider that as kind of the theme song for Crazy Fitness Guy, because I was like, I'm going to prove everybody wrong at some point. And just because I like the, I do like the whole story of this song. And I especially like the live version because like, it just ends like kick-ass style. I don't know how to say it any other words, but
The beautiful thing about music is sometimes you don't need to explain, because right now between me and you, I get what you're saying, because the theme song to your life, to your to Crazy Fitness Man right now, is that song Crazy Train, right? Crazy Town. And sorry about that. And the funny thing is, we all have theme songs to our song, to our life, in different parts of our life. Yours is that one. Right now, mine is Crazy Train by Ozzy Osbourne. So, the funny thing is, I get it. You know? You just know I get it.
But back to my point is like, I don't know how people did not listen to music. It's like, I mean, this is not like the some days they don't feel like listening to it. I mean, they just don't like it, period. I'm like, music is in everything. TV, commercials, radio, you name it, it's music. I'm like,
Yeah. So the funny thing is, there are people out there that don't listen to the type of music we listen to. And there are people out there that, because of certain, we'll just say belief systems, believe that music is a sin. But we'll stay away from that. But because that's a conversation for another day, and I don't know if either you or me are prepared for that right now.
Nope.
But to go into a little history of what I ran into in my life with music, I had one person tell me that and just come up to me. I just had this one person come up to me while I was in college. I was jamming out to some song in my friend's car, and me and my friend were just sitting there with the windows open, you know, all that stuff. And we were jamming out to this song. And this lady comes up to us and says, "Don't you know that type of music is made by the devil?" And I was just like, "Lady, where'd you hear that?" And then she tried to educate us on, she basically tried to educate us and tell us that Lucifer was the angel of music before heaven fell into a war. So, I don't know. People have their different beliefs. People have their different views and stuff like that. And like I said, we could touch on that another day. But basically, for instance, hospitals are now hiring music therapists to help people with mental illness or any kind of, you know, setback that they have. They are offering it as a program at rehab hospitals. They are offering it as a program at regular psychiatric hospitals. And they are also offering art therapy. And to save you the trouble from asking me about art and stuff like that, I'm just going to segue into it. Is that okay?
Yeah, sure.
So the reason, and I'm going to say music and art go hand in hand together. And from my personal, this is all just from my personal experience, Jimmy. So, you know, but in my personal experience, art is just another form of music. It's the flow of the brush. It's the idea that pops into your head, the small minuscule idea that pops into your head that you don't know is there. And then when you're finished your product, you get something that puts you at peace or says, I want to work on it a little more. I want to work on it a little longer. And see, we wouldn't be anywhere if we didn't have music or art or, for instance, people, how do I explain this? To me, music is a second language and art can easily be a second language. Because, for instance, let's say you get someone that doesn't talk and can't hear you and see you, but they just can't talk, right? They can write out what they want, right? Or they can express themselves in other ways through music. I'm gonna segue into a Transformers thing real quick. But anyone else notice, besides everyone in the world, that when Sam talked to Bumblebee, Bumblebee couldn't speak normally. So he used his radio and certain lyrics in songs that he found to communicate with Sam. And I thought that was brilliant. A brilliant idea on whoever wrote Transformers. And because it touches on the fact that music is actually a language. It's not just therapeutic for people. It's not just something you listen to when you're in a bad mood. But you could be blaring, let's see, you could be blaring Adele and be in the happiest of moods of the world, but you have set fire on the rain and on your radio, and people walk into your apartment or people are listening to you vibe out to this, and you could just literally be in the happiest mood in the world, and people will get that. You know what I'm saying? They will get, they will catch your vibe and they will, you know, vibe with you. But the funny thing is, like, I going back to the second language thing, it's literally either a second language or, you know, one of the very firsts. But music can be used for all sorts of things. It can be used for plays, it can be used for mental health. But what I didn't realize is art can be used in so many different ways too. Okay. So let's take an architect for building buildings. Okay.
Well, I can give you a real life example.
Go for it.
Back in, I had to set the tone on this real quick. So growing up, I hated my public school. Let's just say, make a long story short, me and my school district butted heads like this. That is a whole nother issue for another day, but basically, I always thought my school system was a prison. And ironically enough, in my 12th grade art class, I forget which art class it was. In 12th grade, for one of my projects, I decided to make a small little replica of a school and make it into a prison. Well, a lot of the parents who came in for ahead of the art show, so it's like, I can't believe the school let you do such a thing. I was like, that should be banned. Why? I didn't say anything nasty about the school. That's my opinion on how I felt. A lot of people thought I was going to get pushback from the principal. Yeah, it's funny. The principal actually said, this deserves an award. I had some, if I'm one of the local art critics, gave it an award for saying, it's like, true feelings, well done. And I was like, crap, that's my first award in the art show.
That's funny. So basically, what I'm trying, that is a good example, but that also kind of segues into what I want to talk about next. So what do you call it? Before I go, to be honest with you, Jimmy, I have other things that I got to do. But what I wanted to say is there are songs about what you just described. I don't know if you've ever listened to, they're drawing a blank right now, but I don't know if you ever listened to the song, it's either Sum 41 or Good Charlotte, that talk about their school years being prisons. And honestly, this we'll have to pick up this on another time, but I believe the current school system, the school education system, needs to be changed. And I believe for people like ourselves, excuse me, it should be a choice whether you go to school or not. Because, like, for instance, let's say you're suffering, right? People are getting diagnosed with mental illness younger and younger these days. And there are a lot of new programs out there that are good for kids in school, but it doesn't give them the, you know, break that they need. Sometimes after the school year kicks off and all that stuff, sometimes I believe, how do I put this? To me, I already had enough stuff going on in my head when I was a teenager with mental illness. I didn't need to be bullied and ridiculed every day for how many hours of school?
Seven or eight.
Yeah, for 7 or 8 hours of the day, I didn't need to be ridiculed by my bullies, laughed at because I didn't get something the teacher said. So there should have been an out for me. I mean, when I was in school at 16, you could drop out of high school. But no, I think there should be not a dropout option, but like, I think there should be an option where if you're overwhelmed, you get to go home. Not sick, not, you know, there has to be better options for kids with mental illness trying to survive today's school society. And there has to be, there just has to be. I mean, schools in general are making it difficult, more difficult for kids to want to stay and finish, kids like us. And unfortunately, it's more geared to the kids with atypical minds instead of B-typical minds. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I do have to go. I am sorry that I have to cut this short, but it was a pleasure. And thank you for having me on your show, Jimmy.
Anytime. Appreciate it.
All right. I have a good one. Peace out. Peace, love, and happiness, and rock out as always. See ya.
Well, that's all I have time for today. If you enjoyed the show, let me know what you think and leave a review. And in the meantime, stay healthy, stay safe, and stay motivated. And I'll be back for another brand new episode of Crazy Fin's Got a Healthy Living Podcast / Refueling Motivation with Crazy Fin's Got. In the meantime, peace.
Thanks for tuning into Crazer Fitness by Healthy Living Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a review. Your reviews help us be discovered by more people all over the world. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast so you get notified of every new show. In the meantime, please connect with us on social media at Crazer Fitness Guy and follow Jimmy Clare at Jimmy Clare Speaker or Jimmy Clare Speak. While you wait for another brand new episode, please go check out crazyfitnessguy.com. Check out the latest blog posts, events, sales, and more. Hope to see you again next time.
Hey, this is Jimmy Clare, and I just want to say thank you for being a loyal and supportive Crazy Fitness Guy premium podcast subscriber. And I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart. Without you, our show wouldn't be possible, and we wouldn't still be standing today. Thank you for your support and everything that you have done over the years to keep us in business. Thank you. Hey, this is Jimmy Clare, and I just want to say thank you for being a loyal and supportive Crazy Fitness Guy premium podcast subscriber. And I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart. Without you, our show wouldn't be possible, and we wouldn't still be standing today. Thank you for your support and everything that you have done over the years to keep us in business. Thank you.